Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. If you or someone you know is beginning treatment for cancer, you just might get a visit from Mrs. Claus.
Our mission statement is to bring comfort, hope, encouragement, and love to the recipient that has recently been diagnosed with cancer. My name is Gina Wattenpohl, and I have been a part of Mrs. Claus Club of North Hills for 7 years. And we're actually the third chapter. The first chapter is in Knox, PA, and the second is in Bentleyville. Once we receive the name, I make the arrangements either at the recipient's home or at the hospital where they're receiving chemo. In turn, we give them a comfort basket that hopefully these items bring them comfort during their journey, plus a prayer shawl. We ask about how their journey's going, and the blessing for us is we ask the recipient if we can pray for them at the very end of our visit. Usually the recipient's in tears, and it pretty much, in most cases, has helped to restore the recipient with hope on their journey.
My name is Jerry Ann Morris, and Gina came from the Mrs. Claus Cub to meet with me down at Passavant Hospital in the Cancer Center. The basket is strictly a token. Gina's ministry is to give you hope, to give you comfort, to help you get through something that you don't know how you're going to get through. And she tells you that God is there for you at all times, and that the Lord is going to help get you through this, no matter what it is. There were three other people in that room that day, and I'm sure that they heard her praying over me, and I bet they were touched in some way as well.
When I have prayed for recipients at the chemo centers, I've had nurses say to me, you know, they need us, but they equally need what you're doing, which is the power of prayer. I always explain what a prayer shawl is. I'm a knitter, and as we knit these prayer shawls, we are praying over every single stitch. By the time it is finished, the prayer shawl is blessed and anointed. And I always explain to the recipient as I give it to them that just wrap themselves in the prayer shawl and just close your eyes and reminding them that they're never alone, that the Lord is with them every single moment. And as they wrap that prayer shawl around them, that the Lord has given them a great big hug and reminding them that they're not alone.
Gina had handed me an envelope, and the envelope has been in my purse since the very first day I had chemo, when she came to see me back in November of last year. And my envelope, as you can see, is extremely dog-eared. It has been with me and always is with me. And in it, she actually says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." Your comfort basket was referred to us by Kim Parker. We hope these items bring you comfort and praying for your healing. Blessings the Mrs. Claus Club.
We always like to remind our patients, the members that we meet, the recipients, that cancer does not define them. And we always try to give them hope that they will beat this disease. So as we leave there, we try to give them some love and support, encouragement.
The Mrs. Claus Club of the North Hills has delivered more than 500 comfort baskets since it was formed 7 years ago. In the last 7 months, it has delivered more than 70 baskets. To hear more from recipient Jerry Morris, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is making a difference in our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.